Hello, my friends, and welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and today I want to invite you to join me in something special. A 30-day shadowing challenge. Yes, a challenge. In this episode, I'm going to explain three things. First, why a community challenge is useful and necessary. So basically, I will explain why doing this together would be useful. Second, I will explain the benefits of shadowing for your English fluency. And third, I will talk about how all this will help you build a habit of daily learning. So, make yourself comfortable. Listen carefully. You don't need to repeat after me now. Just listen. Later, you can replay and shadow my voice. As always, I will speak slowly and clearly. All right, so the first question is why a community shadowing challenge is useful and necessary? Well, learning a language can feel lonely sometimes. Maybe you sit at home with your books. Maybe you open YouTube and watch a video. Maybe you practice a little and then stop. But often, after a few days, the motivation disappears. You forget. You feel tired. You feel alone. That is why a community challenge is powerful. When we start a challenge together, we create a group, a family, or a team. You are not just one person learning English. You are part of something bigger. Every day, you know that other people are also practicing. They are also struggling. They are also improving, just like you. Think about sports. When people run alone, sometimes they stop quickly. But when they join a marathon, or when they run with friends, they keep going. They feel energy from the group. The same is true for English. A 30-day challenge gives us structure. It is not forever. It is not just someday. It is clear. 30 days. Every day, you do the task. Every day, you share your progress. You can celebrate small victories. This is necessary because language learning is not only about knowledge. It is about consistency. Community gives us accountability, a sense of responsibility. Challenge gives us structure. Together, they give us power. All right, so what is shadowing? Why does shadowing work? Shadowing is a very special technique. It is different from normal speaking practice. It is different from just listening. Shadowing is when you listen and speak at the same time. Imagine this. You hear my words, and at the same moment, you copy them. You do not wait. You do not stop. You do not translate into your first language. You simply let the sounds enter your ear and then immediately let them flow out of your mouth. It's like being a mirror. I speak and you reflect my voice back. This is the heart of shadowing. Simple in theory, but very powerful in practice. So you may ask, why does this technique work so well? Let me explain step by step. Shadowing trains your ear. When you shadow, you are not only listening to words. You are listening to the music of English. You start to notice the rhythm. How some words are short, some words are long. You start to feel the stress, how English pushes energy on some syllables, but not on others. You begin to copy the intonation, the rise and fall of the voice, the melody of a sentence. This is very important. Many learners can read words, but they cannot hear the natural rhythm. With shadowing, you begin to feel English, not just see it. It's like listening to a song. You don't just hear the lyrics, you feel the beat. Shadowing also improves your mouth. Think of your mouth like a musical instrument. Your tongue, lips, and breath are like the keys of a piano or the strings of a guitar. When you shadow, your mouth has to move in new ways. At first, it feels strange, but with practice, it becomes natural. This is called muscle memory. Your muscles remember the movements. Just like an athlete trains their body or a pianist trains their fingers, shadowing trains your mouth. After many repetitions, you don't need to think anymore. The correct sounds just come out. Without this, many learners get stuck. They know the word in their head, but their mouth cannot produce it quickly. Shadowing fixes this. It makes the connection between brain, ear, and mouth smooth and automatic. The next benefit of shadowing is that it kills hesitation. Hesitation means pause. One of the biggest problems in speaking English is hesitation. Many learners pause too long. They stop to think. They stop to translate. Their brain says, "Wait, what is the grammar? What is the word?" And while they think, the conversation moves on. Shadowing removes this habit. When you shadow, you do not have time to stop. You must move forward. You copy the sound immediately without analysis. At first, this feels scary, but soon it becomes natural. Finally, shadowing gives you confidence. After just a few days, you will notice changes. You will think, "Wow, I can speak longer now. I can copy faster. I sound more natural." The more you shadow, the more you believe in yourself. Your brain becomes faster, your mouth becomes smoother, and you start to feel deep inside that you are a real English speaker. This confidence is not fake. It is built from practice. Every shadowing session is proof. Every repetition is a step forward. Now, let me give you a very simple example. Imagine you shadow for just 10 minutes every day. That's not a lot. You could do it while walking, while cooking, or before bed. Now, multiply that. In 30 days, you will have practiced 300 minutes. That's 5 full hours of speaking, but not just random speaking. That is focused shadowing practice. 5 hours of training your ear. 5 hours of training your mouth. 5 hours of killing hesitation. 5 hours of building confidence. Think about it. What else gives you 5 hours of real speaking practice in just 1 month? And remember, that's only 10 minutes a day. If you do more, the results grow even faster. This is why shadowing is so powerful. It combines listening, speaking, rhythm, pronunciation, and fluency, all in one exercise. Now, why do we connect shadowing with a 30-day challenge? Well, because the challenge is the bridge between motivation and habit. Motivation is short. Habit is long. At the beginning, you feel excited. Yes, I will practice shadowing. Yes, I want to improve my fluency. But after a few days, maybe you feel tired. Maybe you think, I don't have time today. That is normal. But when you join a 30-day challenge, you keep going. You push yourself because you want to finish. You want to say, I did it. I completed 30 days. That gives you discipline. After 30 days, something beautiful happens. Your brain and body already know what to do. Shadowing becomes natural. It becomes part of your routine. This is the secret of language learning. Habit beats talent, okay? Habit beats talent. You don't need to be the smartest student. You don't need to know every grammar rule. You only need to show up every single day. And shadowing makes that possible. So, let me give you a simple plan for this 30-day challenge. Step 1. Choose your material. You can use this podcast, English Unleashed, or another English audio. Make sure it is not too hard. Step 2. Listen once. Just listen. Not speaking yet. Step 3. Listen again and shadow. Copy immediately. Don't worry if you make mistakes. Step 4. Repeat this for 10 to 15 minutes. That is enough. Step 5. Share your progress. Tell someone, post online, or just write in your journal. Do this every day for 30 days. Not perfect, not 2 hours, just 10 to 15 minutes every single day. Okay, my friends, I want to remind you, you can do this. Maybe your English feels slow today. Maybe you are shy. Maybe you think you are not good enough. But shadowing is for everyone. Day by day, step by step, you will grow. You will sound more natural. You will feel more confident. You will see English not as something far away, but as something alive inside you. So, are you ready? Let's begin the 30-day shadowing challenge together. I will be here to guide you. You will not be alone. Remember, community gives you strength. Shadowing gives you fluency. Habits give you success. Thank you for listening to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and I can't wait to see your progress. Until next time, keep listening, keep practicing, keep shadowing, and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.